Hello to all my Chavrim, Yeshiva, Torah, Moshe around the world. Continuing on our Shir in Mishnayos, we are doing today Parak Maseches Shabbos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Alef. And the Mishnah begins, Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar B'toch Beiso. Three things a person needs to say within his house, as the Rav says. You have to say it gently, so that people will accept what he's telling them. And Tver Tzarel says, why don't we say it means he should say it, shouldn't say it in such a loud voice that it'll hear outside. Only bitok beso, say benachas, so the people will listen to him. David Drum says these three things are mashpia on peace and harmony in his house, so he has to make sure that people will do it before beginning of Shabbos. So he has to say these three things inside his house erev Shabbos and v'chashecha. Erev Shabbos before nightfall. The Rav says when it's close to nightfall and there's still some time in the day to do these things, Rashi Rav says because if he's going to rush to tell them when there's still plenty of time in the day, they might say, we got plenty of time, and they'll end up just forgetting about it. So what are the three things? Isartim. Rashi Rav says, from the fruit from a tree for the suit of Shabbos, did you take off Meiser? Even if you only eat it in Achilas Arai, even if you're not eating at a set seuda, because Shabbos is kovei lemaaser. Once Shabbos comes in, any fruit that you brought in, even if it's not have a kfiyas for your eating, that Shabbos itself causes a kfiyas for maaser. And Rashi adds, we mentioned this in Maseches Beis, Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, that Shabbos is called an oneg. Any little part thing you do on Shabbos is an oneg. So anything you do on Shabbos, whether it's kfiyas or not, is its kovei. A Rav, Tom, the second thing is, did you make an Erev? Rashi and the Rav say, Erev Yitachum and Chatzeros. And these two, you could say it with a question. Maybe they might have done it already. So you say, did you do the Erev or not? But when it comes to the third thing about whether you've lit the candle, you can't say, did you light the candle? Because that's something he could just see himself if it was lit or not lit. Tessie Yanda say, what about Shitufim Mavos? That's included with Erev Chatzeros. Because they're both Shlomo and his Bez Deru Mesakin. And that's the way Rambam also puts them all together at the end of the first parak in Hilchos Erevin, whether he's talking about the ratio of the Sefer of our Mishnah. And in Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph of Erevin, Tessie Yanda tells us why Shlomo is based, made this takana. They made this takana so people won't make a mistake, and they'll say, just like it's mutter to take from Chatzeros into the streets and to the markets, and to bring it in from the markets and the streets to your Chatzer, which was the Din D'oraisa. So maybe it should be mutter also to take from your living places into the fields, and to bring it in things from the fields. And people think that markets and streets, they belong to everybody. So it should be the same with the fields. And they'll say that only part that is really Rishus HaYachid is your own chatzur. And they'll say Hatzah is not a malacha. And it's mutter to be motzi mimachlis from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, he was asking that any Rishus HaYachid, which is divided up to a number of inhabitants, and each person gets a piece of that Rishus HaYachid for himself, and there's a little part left over that everybody together has a Rishus, everybody can use it, like the Chatzar in front of the houses. We should also look at that as if it's Rishus HaRabim, and we should think that every place that each person is holding from the neighbors that divided for himself is Rishus that they all have equal rights to until they are made an heir of an Erev Shabbos. So anything in the Chatzah you know is divided into separate ownerships. You can't carry from there to other parts of the Chatzah unless you make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. That to say we're all Ma'urav and we're all eating together as one, and just like we're equal in this place, that's for everybody, so we're all equal in any place that any one person is holding for himself, and we're all one big Rishus, and by doing this, you won't make a mistake and compare it that it's mutter to motzi from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. And the third thing is Hadlik Ozaner, light the fire. So Yisrael says it's a nair that he sees that it wasn't lit yet. That's when you can say hadligo as a command. And he says it must be that this is all in the correct order. That anything you need more, he's going to mention first. Maybe you'll forget it. So therefore he mentions first Isartem, because you're going to need food on Shabbos. And then he mentions after that Eravtem, which is the Tzarech Tiltul and Halicha. And at the end he mentions Hadlaka, because after you light something there, it'd be usher to do the other two that's mentioned earlier. Now, Safach HaShecha, Safach Ein HaShecha. Let's say we're not sure if it was nighttime or not. Rashi says, like Manish Mashas, and the Rav says, it's from the beginning of Shechias HaKama. Any time that you see one star, only one star, that's still Vada Yom. And anytime you can see two stars, middle type stars, that's a Safach HaShecha, and that's called Banish Mashas. And for that time, you have a Chomer of the Yom and a Chomer of the Laila. And once you see three middle stars, that's Vade Laila for everything. Tver Israel says, we mean here it's Banish Mashas, which is 13 and a half minutes before Tesel Kochavim, and then 58 and a half minutes before that is considered Ben Shemashas, we mechayev to add on to the Chol Al Kodesh. Any, all this part of this or all of this, and after that says three medium-sized stars, which aren't spread across the sky, that's Vade Laila as far as Achas Shabbos. Okay, so you add it up to 13 and a half and the 58, and if you 72 minutes sheet that he's talking about here. Okay, so only on Rosh Shabbos you machmer that this is not enough because we're not bucky in what a middle star is. Therefore, you need three stars that are middle size and also three that are small size. And that's the sheet that Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph brought in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samach Aleph and Reish Tzadik Gimel. The Boaz here asks on the Mishnah, why mention both ways? Safach HaShecha, Safach Ein HaShecha. Why do we need both? And he says, because this is based on the Safach of the Markan Avraham and Sim and Shin and Beis. If Ben Hashemashes of Motzei Shabbos, we are also, we're not geyser if there's a Shavuos for the Tzarech Mitzvah. It's the Rabbanah, you want to be over the Tzarech Mitzvah, because since it's a Suffolk, the Kedusha you already had, the whole Shabbos doesn't go away. That's what you mention here on both sides. Whether it's the Ben Hashemashes on Erev Shabbos, we Masupik, maybe it started Shabbos, or the Ben Hashemashes on Motzei Shabbos, you Masupik, maybe it still is Shabbos and hasn't left yet. Okay, in the event, we treat it as not nighttime. And it's Aser Tumim Aser Vadai and Mutter Tumim Aser the Demai. And that's what we're about to say here in the next part in the Mishnah. Ein Maser and Vadai. Rashi says, it's a tikkun. It's a good tikkun. If you take something that's Vadai Tevel and you Masak and Trumas and Maisers, that is a tikkun. And even though you're not Aser, it's only a Shavuos, he holds, the son holds, that Gazrel Ashvus even Ben Ashmashas. Continuing on, we had a little break here, so I got to catch up where I actually was up to. Let's start with Ein Maser and Savadai. Okay, during Ben Ashmashas, you can't be Maser something Tevel Vadai. Rashi Rav says it's a real Tikkun, and even though it's only us because of Derabbanan, this Tana holds that there were Gozer on Shvus even Ben Ashmashas. Now, this is not to say it's Maser from Rashi and the Rav, that we don't Paskin this way. Because he says Kasavar Haitana, and he says it's Kasha because Beis Hillel in the first parak was not Matra only when it was still light out, and also why didn't we explain this earlier that when we talked about this? And the answer is just like the Poskim say, as the Torah mentions the Siman Shimon Beis, that anything which is not a Dvar Mitzvah or is no big Tirka, everybody was Glazer on it Ben Hashmashos. And that way you can answer all these things in the first parak. Okay, because those are talking about things that aren't Dvar Mitzvah or Tirta. The first Shral says, Tevel Vadai, and sir, also, you can't be Mafresh Chala, as it says in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Beis. And even though Hafresh is Maisrus is a Shavuos, and we're not Geizer on the Shavuos Ben Hashmashos, as in Reish and Simen Shim Ben Beis, that's only if it's Tzarek Gadol or Tzarek Mitzvah, like there, and at the end is Sof Simen Shin Zayin. But here we're talking about, there's no, you don't really need it for Shabbos. And the Taz has this in Simen Reis Samach Aleph and the Magen Avraham at the end of Simen Shin Zayin. Still, our challah, since you could eat and continue eating and then be mafresh by leaving over something, as Rav Derech says in Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, certainly you can be geyser on the Shavuos of Hafrasha, because you don't really have to be mafresh, you just leave something over. And this also mentioned in Simen Tav Kuf Vav. Ve'ein matbilin asa kelim. Don't be tovel kelim, Rav says, to take them up from their tuma, to make them tahar. Rash Rav says, it's also a shvus, as we mentioned, be'edav yuches manala. It looks like you're fixing a kli. Deferes Yisrael says, we're talking about when he doesn't need it much for Shabbos, and therefore it says kelim, there are plenty of kelim, so he doesn't need them really for Shabbos, it's lashon rabbah. But it's only if they were tamei midaraisa. Then the tefillah looks like it's masakin. But new kelim, some say that on Shabbos you can be tovel them. It's better to be machmer. But if he was over and he was matvel on Shabbos, you can be mater litzorech. And if he forgot to be matvel on the Erev Shabbos, he should give it as matana to a guy, or put him in the mikveh derech she'iva without a bracha, as it mentions in Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, the Magen Avraham. Ve'ei madlikin asa neres. Don't light neres. During this time, Rashi and Rav says, certainly it's Safik Diyar Raisa, and Zuv Ein Tzarek Lama Zuv Tani, I didn't even have to tell you this. And the Rav adds, and his Rabot say, Rafarish, Ein Madlik Nas Aneris, don't tell a Goy to be Madlik during this time. The Fair Israel says, even though Mulach Mr. Shfus, here, since we say Neros, Lashon Rabim, we're talking about you don't really need them all, you just need them, you want to make the place extra lit up, like some people light plenty of Neros for Kavod Shabbos, and it's not so much as a Tzarek Mitzvah. But if you're talking about one Ner of Shabbos, that everybody needs to have to be Malik in his house, like it says in Simen Reis Samach Gimel, it is a Tzarek Gadol, and that you can have a Goy light for you, mentioned in Simen Reis Samach Aleph. And similarly, a Nerev Yard site, you can be Madak by a guy can light for you, because since people are very Zohar in this a lot, it's Tzarek Gadol, the Taz Magen Avraham and Simen Reis Samach Aleph mentioned that. And also, it's Murta tell Avik HaChavim to make even a Malacha Gemura for the Tzarek Chol, if it's a Hefza Merubah. There's no Chilak between the Tzarek Gadol to Hefza Merubah at the same din. Okay, Aval, we can't do all those and banish mashas. Aval ma'asrin said mai. You can ma'asrin to mai, Rashi and Rav says, it's not like masakin, the Rav Hamei Aretz are ma'asrin. And Tessie Rikiv Egin, the first, in Perachav Aleph, Mishnah Aleph says, he asks, because the mission there, it's Rabbi Huda says, even you can take something with Maduma in 101, some Truma fell into Chulin and it got mixed up, you can take it out on Shabbos, because the saw of Truma that fell into the 100 saw of Chulin, you can take it out the saw of Truma on Shabbos, and everything will then become Chulin and mutter to the Tzar. We don't say it's Masakin. So why is that? And the Rebbe Kiviger says, because you're allowed to eat from Dumua if it's mixed up, even before you take it out. You can put your hand out, you can look at one side to and have an idea, you can eat from that side, and to be Mala on the other side. So therefore, so why Savachas Sheikhadakash is we say Ma'asun the Dma'i even on Shabbos? Let it be Mutter, like the Taisa says in Bechayr Staf Nun Testament Aleph, that even with Dma'i, you're allowed to be Karashem by looking at one side and taking from the other side, as it mentions in Perakama and Chulin. And he answers that Meduma is different. If it's mixed up, it's different. It was already Masukan, but beginning of Tevel is not Mutter by fact that you could put your eyes on one side and take from the other side. And the Ramban also says, this is the first parak of Beya, in the Sugya of Gilgal Isis. So there's a difference if you're first trying to make something Truma, or you're trying to fix something that was already Truma that got mixed up. Uma Arvin, you can do an Erev in this Ben. The Ben Shemash, the Rav says, Erev Chatzeres, it's Chomer Be'almahi, but not Erev Techomim, because there are some Psukim that point to that, as it says in Erev and Daf Nun Aleph Man Aleph. Tesis Yandu says, all the Psukim here, all the Paiskim here, say altogether that you're not Ma'arav Techumim in Safach HaSheikha, as the Beis Esav says in Simen Tav Tes Vav, But it's a question, why are they machmer so much on Erev Tichumim? And the answer is, the reason is because the Rav says, because we said Tichumim, there's a basis in the Pasuk. Okay, so therefore they made it like Shel Torah, they were going to banish Mashas, and didn't make it like any other Durabbanan. Taisa Rabbi Eger says, this the Taisa, according to his idea, this Taisa says that even the Yevid, if you're Ma'arav, Erev Tichumim, banish Mashas, it doesn't help. That's only because in Erev and Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet, we're Mekel, and a Suffolk Erev, that because we have a Chazakah there of Hashta, maybe now something became tummy, something it became burnt. In that mission over there, talking about the Suffolk. Okay, so we keep it the way it was. So it's not a question at all, because the reason we're not Ma'arav Erev Tichumim being as much is because it's the Ma'isa of the Erev. You're trying to make an Erev here. It's not because you're trying to make an Erev here, because the Erev doesn't help me Suffolk to me Matrit to let you go out of the Tichum. But what the Taisa Yantus writes, that they made like a Torah, that he goes in Ben Hashmashas, he says, he doesn't think so, because otherwise you're going to say Tumas D'Oraisa if you're going to make it like that. Still, as from Lachas Erevin, which is like Masakin, it's only a Shvus D'Alma, like a Varsus Truma, Maisris, which is also a Din D'Oraisa, but you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashas, the Tzorach Mitzvah. The Pharisees Yisrael says that only Davke Erev Chatzeris and Tafshilim, which is also a mitzvah and a Torah Gadol, as it says in Siman Tafkuf Chav Zayin, but Erev Tchumen, even though the Tchumen is also Ein Ma'arvin, only for Torah Mitzvah, still the Begoyzer on this Shvus like this, because it's like he was kind of Rishus, you're being kind of Rishus by doing this, it's like making a Kinyan. As Taisa and Gittin Daf Samach Daf Zayin Rabbeis mentions, in Divrei Maschil Yiravdim, also brought in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafkuf Chav Ches. But Tomenim is a Chamen. The last thing you're allowed to do, Benish Moshes, is to be Tomen the Chamen. Rashi says you have a box of soft, like cotton, and you put your hot pot in it to keep the heat held in it. But Michashecha, you certainly can't be Tomen, as the Gemara mentions, only in Benish Moshes. The Rav says Tomen is a Chamen with something which is not Mosef Hevel. It doesn't add any heat, because if it's something that's Mosef Hevel, even during the daytime, you can't be Tomen. The reason is, we're allowed to put a Chamen Benish Moshes with something which doesn't add heat, because they didn't answer to be Matan Chamen B'Shabbos itself, only with something which is not Mosef Hevel. It's only Gezeres. Maybe you'll find your pot cooled down, and you might heat it up with a fire, and you'll be Mavash with Shabbos. And Ben Hashmashas, you don't have to worry about such a thing, because Ben Hashmashas, pots are very hot, they're boiling, and you'll be Choshish, maybe it'll cool down, and you will heat it up. Therefore, you can be Tamim Chamim, Ben Hashmashas, even though you can't be Tamim on Shabbos. Taisa Yantif, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, says, he brings the Rambam, that explains, this is not a gzera that you're not talking about yom with davar shemosef hevel, and a gzera, maybe you'll then be mechat to becholam, you'll stop poking around to make it heat better. Why, it's all one gzera. It means that whoever made the original gzera saw that the original gzera won't last. Only with a second gzera, it'll become better, and it'll be samachit, and therefore you made the two gzeras together. The verse Yisrael says still, after you makabal Shabbos beferish, or after you said mitzvah shalim Shabbos, for us that's makabal Shabbos, like the Eishel mentions the Siman Reish Lamech Aleph Tziv Katan Yigil. Even if it's still not Ben Hashmash, it's still before that time. Okay, once you makabal Shabbos al yidei Yisrael, anything is aser, and only a mir la'akam to do a malacha deraisa because of a tzarech mitzvah ksatz, that would be mutter, because the fact that he's makabal Shabbos isn't any better than Ben Hashmashas, that you then it's mutter to do a Mil Akum, which is Kal, as the Magen Avraham says in the Sif Katan Zayin. And only if you Makabal Shabbos, you said Mitzvah Shemlan Shabbos, within an hour and a quarter before the nighttime, which is like 72 minutes before Tzeizuk Chavim. But before that, your Kabbalah doesn't mean anything. It mentions that in Siman Reish Lamech Gimel, Sif Dalet, and Sif Yud Dalet. And even according to the Eish Omrim there, that even if you makabal Shabbos before that time, it's like you makabal Yisra Malacha, that's only Malacha Deraisa. But Ma'aser Ma'arvin, even the ones who say you were makabal before that time, they say it's mutter, these Drabbanans if you're Makabel before that time. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Sorry if I rushed a little bit. Any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.